Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time for people to admit that they were wrong about the NBA Finals. It is. If I see one more, now you don't know this, Jake. I abhor, I hate, I loathe the NBA Finals discourse because it is the most simplistic conversation. And if anybody knows anything about, you know, massive network TV rankings, especially in the era of streaming, there really is nothing simple about this. So ascribing it to must not be a good NBA Finals is just, it's dumb. It's dumb, it's reductive, and it's not true. So I'm so glad that we got the Game 6 last night, because JP and I had an argument that basically he was like, I'm going to watch it, but it's a nothing burger. And I'm like, it's the old, like, Indiana was the better team for the first three games, even though they only took 2 of 3. OKC has bounced back and been the best two teams. Like, We have narratives here. Like, things have happened in the series. The push and pull of the series has been really good. And I think his thing was he just didn't see Halliburton bouncing back. And so it happened. And so, like, it was interesting to see people, to see national people still cling to ratings this morning talking about this series. And it's like, at some point, you have to get rid of your whoopee. At some point, you have to put the teddy bear down, your emotional support teddy bear down. Open up your damn eyes and say, all right, it's a small market NBA Finals, especially with how last night, I mean, that was a blowout, but it was an incredibly watchable blowout because the Thunder were never really out and neither are the Pacers. That was an incredible game, and we're set up for an incredible Game 7 here.
Yeah, so I never understood the ratings conversation while it's happening. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to talk ratings after it happening, like, especially if you're an NBA-centric show, well, the NBA Finals just ended. We're about to get to the offseason right now. We're getting into, like, a pretty much draft, post-draft almost immediately. But, okay, let's have the rating conversations for 3 or 4 days after. How does this stack up? It's still, I don't like the conversation period. I think it's dumb. Like, yeah. Like you said, there's so many different ways. So impossible to calculate that number at this point. But I don't know. Like, at what point do you turn it to the actual games that were, like, because all of the conversation today is, yeah, sure, there's some about the actual game, but then it's all, yeah, here's the ratings. Why is it not, we're heading to Game 7 of an NBA Finals, and you've been watching a good Finals period, and it just completely spun and flipped on its head, because I don't know where everyone got the idea that Tyrese Halliburton was going to be a nothing burger. Like, he wasn't great in Game 5, obviously dealing with the injury.
He was awful. Admittedly, he was awful.
He was terrible, but, like, he was still playing. You give him another 2 days rest. Ice it. I'm sure, you know, they got something to make that feel a little bit better so you don't feel the calf much more. Donovan's played on a calf strain for 2 years straight, Demerol. And he's dropping 40. Yeah?
We call it Demerol. But to what you're saying here.
Not familiar with that.
See, like, even that yet. You're young. You're young. A weekend in Cabo will straighten you out there, youth. But even that, like, we have narratives. Like, so much of what makes the NBA Finals great are the games great? Do you have some sort of seesaw action? And are there, like, narrative, like, baked-in narratives that happen as the series progresses? And, like, guys, I watched every second of last night's game, which was more than I watched in Game 5, and all of it was Tyrese Halliburton's injury. And that was, I mean, you know, if we talk about the ratings at any point today, instead of Tyrese Halliburton had it's not a flu game if you don't win the finals in the end. That is the ultimate put them on the table, come back, get the game six win, and then steal game seven. Like we're talking about myth making in real time. And I get it that Tyrese Halliburton, even in like SGA, you watch him play, he plays like a superstar. Tyrese plays like Scottie Pippen. He plays like a guy that he involves everybody. He is a great shooter. He's a great scorer. But like when you watch him, you're not like, I'm watching some threat to, you know, MJ or LeBron's crown. But then you watch the guy and you're like, all-time gutsy performance. This is a team that really looked dead in the water just in the way the series spun the two previous games. And the Pacers punched back. So we that's at least one narrative here. And also, I think you're fighting for, if the Thunder win this year, the narrative becomes, we have the team of the next 5 years. That will not be said if it's the Pacers. So it is a way, there's like even a David versus Goliath here, even in a small market setting, where, yeah, with Indiana, yeah, nobody's going to think they're going to win again next year. No one's going to be like, we got to build to beat Indiana next year if Indiana wins, but they can stop us from having that conversation, the same one people had after Boston won last year.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think this will be the NBA Finals. If you take the pre-finals odds, it'll be the biggest upset in NBA history, according to Vegas. Like, just from the finals alone. Like, the Thunder were incredibly favored going into the beginning of this series. And it's to the point where usually you see finals odds out in Vegas. It's like, oh, plus 150 to win the NBA Finals. Like, they usually view them pretty equivalently. Or the team that's just so heavily favored ends up going and winning.
Yeah.
This, we're talking about one of the biggest finals upsets of all time. And Indiana has not necessarily played like the underdog. I thought like you said, the first three games of this series, they really controlled the pace of the game. They really looked like the team that was in full control. And again, last night, obviously with the dominant win, they looked like they were in full control again. You don't usually see the underdog that heavily ever actually control the pace. It's usually, wow, that team's not missing a shot, or that team just absolutely gutsy on defense and a few things fell their way. Like, they look like they're in control of the game more often than not in this series.
And it's so important because it's not just this series. Indiana will have been an underdog in every series. If they win a championship, this is an all-time run. This is an all-time, like, you can put this up against the 2016 Cavs coming back down from a 3-1, even though the Cavs were a favorite in every series but the finals in that year, an overwhelming favorite and blew through the East. Like, yeah, like this is the team that every series went in, people said they're not going to win, even if it's close, and they dusted the Cavs, right? They haven't dusted the Thunder, but like the Thunder are the it team. And it's just so interesting to watch this thing play out. Like, guys, if you would have told me after like game three of the Cavs-Pacers series, hey, at the end of the series, you're still going to be salty, but you're going to root for them in the next series. And then, if they're in the NBA Finals against the Thunder, a team that's done things the right way, the thing the NBA wants to reward, you're gonna root for them again, and you're gonna come around to feeling like some sort of pull for Indiana. I don't know I could have believed you. And this is where we are, because this is biblical what they're doing.
So are you in a spot right now where you're rooting for Indiana? Then, like,
yes,
yeah. I don't know that I've gotten there.
And I need why not.
I don't know. Something about, like, I like the way the Thunder played. I like the way the Thunder played all year. Like, they were my team to come out of the West, as for many people they were. I just thought, nobody loves dynasties when it's not your own team. But they're so young, and it feels like they did it in such a unique way that we haven't seen other teams do it.
Are you one of those dynasty-hugging bastards?
What do you mean?
Do you miss the dynasty era? No. Is that what that sounds like?
What do you mean? I just said I don't like dynasties. Yeah.
This is like people who say I want freedom, but secretly they want to be controlled. Like,
is that what that is?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I love Land of the Free and all, but if this was a dictatorship, I'd enjoy it so much more. As long as it's not my dictatorship, I'm sorry. I'm swinging easy here. I'm swinging free. Give me the Pacers, because I also don't think the Pacers are going to win again next year. And I think this trend continues to make the NBA interesting.
I guess part of it is the storyline going into next year, too. Like, if the Thunder are winning and then you end up with a Thunder-Cavs final, which we're all sitting here crossing our fingers hoping would be the actual case, or the Cavs-somebody finals, I think you have the opportunity to go in as the underdog and basically do what the Pacers are doing right now and basically act as David versus Goliath.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, what's your handle again?
@VolnickJake.
You really went out there. I'm proud of you. You really went out there.
Well,
you
the
just
other,
flipped, you know, flipped it and reversed it.
It was different before.
I think Nicki Minaj has a song about that. But social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Want to hear from you guys today. We're having a fun F Off Friday. We've got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Justin Latta of Locked On Guardians at 6 o'clock tonight. At 3 p.m., we do have Tony Gwynn Jr. So a few Guardians guests today, our baseball guests today. Plenty of reaction to the latest word out of Browns camp, including all the nonsense legally. And we start here, though, with the NBA Finals. Have you come back around on the Pacers, right? Are you rooting for the Pacers here in Game 7? And one man's misfortune might be the Cavs' chance to win big. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. This feels like a dumb trade that everyone's going to hate at like 5 p.m. This feels like a great day for the like Suns to dump Kevin Durant for nothing, something like that.
Hey, do we really feel like he's going for nothing? Is that where we're going right now?
I don't know. What do you think? By the way, just guess what's the thing that everyone would agree is a dumb move? Could be a trade, could be a firing, could be whatever. What's the kind of thing that sounds like today's Friday news dump? It doesn't feel like an NFL trade, which is usually what we get on Fridays, especially from the Browns, but it does feel like one of those days.
Do you feel like an Isaac Okoro move? It feels like that could be. I feel like that's too early for this in the season.
I think that's a Monday at 10 a.m.
Yeah, you just get. You talk about it the whole weekend. You're like, well, I mean, we might as well get people to talk about this.
Yeah. Listen, Isaac has a fair amount of fans here, including Mac Robinson behind the board. Yes. But I think there would be a fair amount of people that if you turned Isaac Okoro into Jonas Valanciunas tomorrow, yeah, I'd make sure you don't bury that one on a Friday.
No, I feel like it's you think a buried news on a Friday. Like, I mean, it makes sense. You put on a Friday, you basically get to the end of sports conversations. Like, I'll get your weekend by the time you get to Monday. Nobody thinks about it anymore. Said the Suns trying to get rid of Kevin Durant. Is that type of move like
for the cheap? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you sold them off for just about nothing, that would be it.
Which is why it's kind of one of the reasons. So I have been perpetually blown away at some of the reports facing the KD stuff. By and large, I think Kevin is a historically great player. He's still a very good player in the parlance of the NBA. But, I mean, some of it, like John Gambadoro of Phoenix Radio has thrown out, like, you know, the Rockets offer was Jalen Green and Jabari Smith, a former first pick overall and I think a former second pick overall. And apparently the Suns didn't want that. I'm like, what? He's 37. What are we doing here? And apparently, according to Bill Simmons, and this was on the Bill Simmons podcast, that report might not be true because it turns out the Suns are on the struggle bus when trying to trade for KD, or trying to trade KD.
We thought a Kevin Durant trade would happen by now. By all accounts, the offers are not good. They made the classic mistake of, can't have this roster anymore. We've got to make some moves. And the rest of the league is like, oh, you got to make some moves, huh? Heard you had to make some moves. Yeah, here's my crappy offer. I don't know how this KD thing plays out anymore, Rob. I would assume it's going to be Houston, but at some point the price becomes low enough that if you're Phoenix, you might have to go, look, KD, we tried to trade you. There were no good deals. We're keeping you.
This is the kind of situation that I actually do think Kobe Altman thrives in. Like, not necessarily when everybody knows what he needs, which is what I do think ultimately makes moving on from any of the core four so complicated this year, is the rest of the NBA goes, I know what you need, and I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to try and drive the price up. But I think Kobe, specific to Donovan, I think Kobe made his best offer. I think he stuck to it. And I think he said, hey, this is always here if you want to take it. And he didn't overpay for Donovan. That's the wild thing. Like, you look at what they've given up. None of the players. I mean, Lowry had a great first year in first 2 years in Utah. Last year, he regressed to who he had been. Agbaji's on a second team already. Colin Sexton is Colin Sexton. None of what you gave up is punishing. And so I do think, like, I think this would be an if they were interested in any way in Kevin Durant, this is a time to call, right?
I would think so. I mean, I guess the thing that I always draw back on is like, okay, if you came back and let's say the Rockets offered Jalen Green and Jabari Smith, you said no the first time and you're like, actually, let's revisit that trade. The Rockets really being like, well, hold on now. Now it's a second round pick and two toss in players. Your Caris LeVert and George Niang type players. Like, hey, that offer is probably relatively still on the table. Are you giving up more than Jalen Green and Jabari Smith if you're the Cavs?
No, Because one, because I think the fact, like, I'll be honest, if your fallback offer, one, I don't think Jalen Green and Jabari Smith is a bad offer, even without any first. I think that's an incredible offer. I think the Rockets might, if they're really considering moving off Jalen Green, I think they might be dumb. Not a flawless player. Maybe kind of like Evan, maybe didn't take that jump they were hoping for, and he was bad in the playoffs this year. That's a really, really good, like, top 10 caliber player who's 23. You don't get rid of those guys, certainly not for 37-year-old wings.
Yeah, I think the only problem you would draw on is with Phoenix. Obviously, the fit there might not make sense with Devin Booker and Jalen Green. That might be a problem with, like, they might view that as a problem because Booker's, what, 6'6", Jalen Green's not oversized. You basically walk into two small guards who are both, Devin Booker's gotten less ball dominant, but I don't know. Seems like a bit of a problem.
Do we consider Devin Booker a small guard at 6'6"? Are you talking about shooting,
like,
guards?
Yeah, like a small two.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, whoa. No, Jalen Green's like 6'4". Book is like 6'6". That's. I mean, what is that? Is it like the little people wrestling version for the Cavs then with Darius and Donovan?
No, I mean, I'm not saying they're like, they're not Cavs small, but it's not like a large backcourt. And they're both, I think offensively is more the problem. That there's a lot of shots distributed between two, a young guard and then a Devin Booker in the place that he's at right now. I don't know. I think it's interesting from a Cavs perspective what Kevin Durant would be. Like, what you're talking about, I think you'd be dumb to make that trade. I think you bring Kevin Durant to Cleveland. Like, yeah, he's 37. It definitely indicates, hey, we're going for it right now and probably within, I don't know, the next year or two, and that's about all we got. But I think it'd make your case really strong.
I think the first thing people will say is he's not been quoted as he would or wouldn't want to go to Cleveland. And my immediate rebuttal would be, yeah, neither was Donovan Mitchell. And he was traded for, and he didn't stand in the way. He didn't, you know, he didn't exercise his power. So I think that's the first place you start is, well, we don't know that he wouldn't want to come here. I think the second place is, like, it would be incredibly, this is the biggest domino. Phoenix is also with the second apron. And they don't have a lot of draft assets, although they picked up one or two more because of some finagling that they've done. And so you would have to find probably a third and fourth team. But I'm not giving up one of the big three. I'm not giving up Darius, Donovan, or Evan for him. But you could get, theoretically, if you find teams to take excess contracts, because both the Suns and Cavs need one for ones, right? Unless the Cavs get under the luxury. Well, if you look at it, Hunter, Jared Allen, and Max Strus, those numbers put you below KD's cap number. And KD's probably got one or two years left in the NBA. What does that mean? Well, it means that in a year or two, your big fear about the spiking cap, or sorry, the, I guess, diminishing cap goes away because you've just offloaded some long-term salary, even if you've maybe made things interesting now and maybe shortened your window. But I think getting KD without giving up one of the best three players, it's different. You're going a different way. Yeah, he is everything that you've needed from that spot on both sides of the court, even if he's not Kevin Durant from 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, think about what that does for a perspective of where they are and what they're going for. Like, you basically take Donovan and KD, and you have two guys who are ready to compete right now and ready to help you win. And you also have then two young players that are still in your core, assuming you get to keep Darius, you get to keep Evan. So you have a future to move into, assuming that Evan's going to be, like people project him, a top five, top 10 player. And you have your win now pieces, which, like you said, KD, if you have a problem with mentality on this team, winning culture, KD is the, like, he's an ultimate playoff performer. That comes around, he's going to show up in the playoffs.
And just
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To what you said, mentality-wise, KD is a great NBA player and has been dominant in the playoffs. He is a bit of a beta. I'm not worried about that because I got Donovan. You know, like every scenario where he's had his most amount of success, especially at the tail end of the run in OKC and certainly in Golden State, there's always been a Tommy Trucknuts. There's always been a toughie, whether it's emotionally tough, a tough leader. There's a, you know, obviously in Golden State it's Draymond, but it's also there's a few of them there. It's Steve Kerr as well. There's just so many parts of this. Like, there's a couple reasons why I don't think it would happen. But if I'm Kobe Altman today, hearing, man, they're getting a lot of bad offers, it's like, well, if you just need to get rid of KD and you need useful pieces, and there are some teams out there who could benefit, like, I'd be willing to give up the 2031 first rounder in this kind of trade, because a year from now, if KD retires and whatever, a year from now you might be moving on from Donovan or Darius anyway. So, like, there's a part of me that's just like, there are very few, like, 1 to 2 year window moves. But if you could do that without giving your three best players up, because Phoenix is in a massive position of weakness. I don't know that I would do this fast enough. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I could run to the phone quick enough to be like, all right, yeah, you want Hunt? We're gonna send Hunter, Allen, and Strus somewhere, and I'm gonna get KD back. And because we have to fall below the threshold, hey, I'm gonna get my mid-level exception back. Yeah, okay, let's go ahead and do that twice today.
Yeah, I mean, how terrible would it have to be? Like, hey, right now, you get KD. Where do you put them in terms of next year's finals? Like, where do they rank? Are they the favorite, second? Like, I think I
don't know that I could put them favorites because I've seen how the series have gone. But you putting Kevin Durant next to, I mean, yeah, I would. I think they would be one or two because they also have the easier path in the East as opposed to being out West.
Yeah, I think you add Kevin Durant to a team that was already the one seed in the East, and that's something that they're going to take into account for their projections. I think the Cavs are the favorites, and honestly, it's going to be Cavs, Thunder, and then everybody else, I think, sizably below.
But I would put them over Indy. I would put them over Orlando, who just made the great Bane trade. Boston's interesting because I just don't know what Boston's actually trying to do out there. But yeah, I mean, the Knicks are obviously right now perceptionally ahead of the Cavs. I think this move puts you ahead of the Knicks. And I'm going to tell you, there's a little extra piece here because we've yet to get to the number one reason why it will not happen. All right. However, I do think a motivated Kevin Durant at 37, having failed in the last two stops over the last 7 years of his career, I think that could help him in a big, big way. And I don't think he's why Phoenix has failed here. I think this is a lot about the pieces they put around him and the pieces they put around Devin Booker. I don't think this last year falls any, like, they fired three head coaches in 3 years. The Bradley Beal thing has been just an awful.
You don't like Bradley Beal?
Yusuf Nurkic, and who was their head coach last year? Because they get them all mixed up. Jusuf Nurkić and their head coach last year, I think almost got into a fight in the locker room. Like they had on a capped team, they had Nurkić almost fist fighting their head coach. That's how bad that situation got. That's a cultural issue. That's not a Kevin Durant issue.
Yeah, I mean, the Suns were basically the pure definition of, hey, if we just take a ton of good players and throw them on one team, what happens?
Or a bunch of guys who used to be good.
Yeah, I think that was more the problem. So, that was probably it.
So I'll tell you the one reason why I just don't think it's going to happen. Dan Gilbert, Cavs owner, and Suns owner Matt Ishbia, do not like each other would be like the understatement of the century. There's like a blood oath type feud going on. And I do think inevitably that would put the kibosh on it. But there is a part of me that if the Suns are that hard up, would there be a level of desperation there? And I think Dan might be desperate I think Dan might also be desperate enough to go ahead and say, I'm going to put down my sword for this one time because it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunity. And winning a championship with Kevin Durant, who just flamed out on the Suns next year or even been in the finals next year with your blood oath enemies, former player, yeah, I think that'd be a little extra spite there for Dan Gilbert to act in.
Yeah, I almost was question what the Suns are trying to do, though. Like,
I don't know.
There were reports that they were going after Kristaps Porzingis. Like, they were interested in listen. What does that do for you?
By the way, it's not just Porzingis. It's yes on Porzingis, no on Jalen Green. It's yes on this guy who doesn't make sense, and no on the guy that actually does make sense. Like, even the Boston offers, like, it's like Drew Holiday. People are trying to pitch like Drew Holiday and Jaylen Brown. I'm like, why would Boston do that? And granted, like, if I'm Boston, I'd rather trade Jaylen Brown to a second place, get picks and everything I want, then trade a couple bad contracts and maybe a pick for Kevin Durant. 216-474-0092. Bill Simmons thinks that the Suns are struggling to find a trade for Kevin Durant. And if that's true, I think the Cavs should at least make the call. There are plenty of reasons it's difficult to happen. There's one big reason why it probably likely wouldn't happen. Though you put Kevin Durant on this team with the other Cavs big three, minus Jarrett, minus DeAndre Hunter, minus Max Strus, and I think it would be a really interesting 1 to 2 year situation for the Cavaliers from past his prime to Amazon Prime, a LeBron James story in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry,
it's Quick Hits.
Well, it looks like we're getting season number 23 for LeBron, which I do like. The symmetry of number 23 playing 23 seasons, I would like that. But the retirement question continues to loom. Front Office Sports is reporting LeBron's growing relationship with Amazon could lead him to joining Prime's coverage in his retirement, leading to the question, you think LeBron would be a good analyst after he retires?
So I think LeBron would be kind of the Tom Brady of analysts. I think it'd be a very similar light. Like, he's going to give you all the information in the world. You don't question. I mean, people will say that LeBron went through and basically coached several of the teams he was on. I don't think he'd be probably the most interesting person to listen to. And I think there'd be a lot of sidebar conversations that nobody wanted to hear.
Only thing I would say about that is LeBron's got a bigger personality than Tom.
No doubt.
Like, Tom has a net negative personality. Like, I don't know how people are around Tom. Unless they're like, so football, right?
Nah, yeah.
But like, I think the thing is, I think if LeBron wants to be a good analyst or a good anything after this, whether it's in the booth on like a show like Shaq or Chuck, if he wants to be that, man, he's got to drop his axes. He's got to drop whatever beef. Like Paul Pierce actually knows basketball. I don't watch Paul Pierce because everything that he does, everything he comments on, it's so transparent. It's because he didn't like a guy when he played. Well, he didn't like a team when he played. And that certainly we're pointing to his take on LeBron. I think LeBron could be, because I think LeBron's got the right mix of personality and knowledge. He just has to, he's got to drop some of that Jordan-esque edge of, I was better than you, and, oh, by the way, I didn't like this guy when I played, so bleep him or bleep this organization.
I don't think LeBron would even want to do it.
Oh, for $50 million? Like I don't think it was real. But the NBC price tag for Michael to be the analyst was $40 million a year for NBC. I think LeBron likes making $50 million a year.
I think he does. I don't know. He always strikes me as somebody, like, I don't think he'd be a coach. I don't think he'd be an analyst. If he joined a team, I think he'd be like a front office member.
No.
He'd kind of take the, I feel like I he would take like the Jordan route or own it. Own
I
it
think
would,
he's got to own it.
It would be fitting if he owned a team.
I think LeBron would think being an NBA GM would be beneath him because he's done it for 20 years. That was just a cheap joke I wanted to end the bit on.
Adrian Peterson, yesterday involved in a fight over what was perceived to be a poker hand. It wasn't even the full game. It was just a hand he didn't agree with. And it looked like the guy he was fighting actually ended up winning the fight.
Ooh, now this is a new angle on this. I didn't know. How do we know he won the fight?
Well, there's video. There's video of it out. And it's kind of back and forth. It wasn't like AP got knocked out, but it felt like the other guy got the better punches in. Nick, I ask you, if you got into a fight with either celebrity or professional athlete, how many people know the next day that you won, if you won the fight?
If I won, I'm putting it on TikTok. Listen, I'm at Nick Wilson Says on every form of, it's on YouTube, it's on Facebook. I'm putting carrier pigeons out in the universe. Like, I might be a large man, and it probably wouldn't look good in a video because I'm bigger than, like, AP. But if anyone knows me and anyone knows AP, he should just knock me out and be done with it. Even if it's inconclusive, it's a draw. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like,
you get some good shots on AP. Listen, going on social media.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Everything's relative. When I played in the celebrity softball game with Bull and JP like 8 years ago, I knew I was out of shape. I knew that I was, you know, coming off like a back injury at the time. So my whole job was not to embarrass myself. So when I got a hit, two ribbies, one of which on a sack fly, and made a really nice defensive play and made everybody laugh, In my mind, I was the MVP of that. Because I didn't embarrass myself, and that was the upset of the day.
What's your best fight comp? Like, if you got one that you'd be really proud of in sports or celebrity, who would you just take? Like, Adrian Peterson, like you said, it's like the perception's going to be much larger than AP on that. It's going to be still worth posting, but
I mean, it would need to be like Shaq. It would need to be somebody that's like, or like a DeJuan Jones, which, just so we're clear, no. I'm not suicidal. But like, all right, so there was way back in the day when we were in high school, there's a guy that picked on our group of friends at Blossom. And I might have I might have found him later and swung on him. And it was a draw, but like that, the dude was like 6'6" and like 400 pounds. He was a genuinely gigantic person. And that was one where I was like, damn right. Yeah, hell, absolutely, I did. Yeah.
Posting the video of that.
And next time, he won't mess with the slightly less large guy.
Omaha!
WNBA fans have ridiculed Angel Reese for grabbing her own rebounds and padding her own stats. And now, Angel is releasing merchandise under the MeBounds brand name, which is incredibly funny to me, with part of proceeds going to her foundation combating cyberbullying. Am I the only one who thinks this is an incredible bit?
So I think that obviously she's putting it towards like a good, that's always good. If you're putting it towards a charity, that's always a good thing.
But not just any charity. Some charities.
Well, yeah, I guess
so. It's like a trust fund for some people, but yeah. A lot of charities are good. So I realized what I was saying and I was like, no, all charities are great.
Yeah, there you go. You got there. But no, the Me Bounce thing was from somebody on TikTok by the account named Stat Stuffer. I've been getting these for years. If JP was here today, he could attest to it. I've been telling him about these videos for years. Or I guess 2 years. But like,
that is years.
That is years. Yeah. It's multiple. Yeah. But like, I love these videos. It's hilarious. It's the guy's own creation. I guess the only downside was he didn't take it and trademark it and then make something out of it.
Oh, that's even funnier.
Yeah, I don't even think it's not a great bit by her. She just took something that somebody else did and was like, you know what? We're going to make money off of that.
Yeah, but so this does show, like, I think she's kind of got, like, some Draymond, bits to her about how she plays. And honestly, just, like, she does like to be more provocative. The difference with Draymond is Draymond never had any sort of self-awareness on it. If you said, hey, this player and this situation, he can give you the best analysis in the NBA unless you bring it back to him, right? When it becomes about him, he has a blind spot and I've never done anything wrong. Angel, this kind of shows that she can have some self-awareness with this. I think this is good. Like, when you can take something that people say about you and turn it around and make it your own. Yeah, I think that's kind of that's impressive to me. I was going to try and think of some clever way to put it. What'd you say? It's impressive to me.
Did you see the TikTok she posted when she said she was claiming it?
No.
Oh, it's not good. She goes through and she's like, I don't care if it's me bounds, rebounds, cree bounds, T bounds, Lee bounds, B bounds. They're all mine.
I actually find that kind of marginally funny.
I think it's marginally funny, but it's nowhere near marginally intelligent. It's just like,
no, that's usually what's pretty funny to me. Well, yeah, the dumber, the better. I love a little dumb humor here and there. You've heard the show.
Pat on the back to you, Nick. Pat on the back.
Omaha!
Let's go back to the world of baseball. We had benches clearing once again in Los Angeles between the Padres and the Dodgers. Fernando Tatis hit and is getting an x-ray on his hand. Shohei Ohtani hit by 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Does baseball need more heated series like this with the back and forth, or is this entire thing dumb?
No, I love it. It's a thing that, I don't say it doesn't happen with the Guardians, but the Guardians are very laid-back organization, and that includes their players. They, you know, I think they have a very Ivy League type mentality in that clubhouse. They sound like insults. I'm saying these as compliments. Yeah, it's kind of the thing I miss about Josh Naylor. That little flair, the emotions of baseball, it gives you a little something. And I don't think we have enough of that in baseball. I think we've removed too much of the emotion about baseball. I'll put the emphasis on Cleveland, but it is across baseball. Not all emotion is bad, even when it's a negative emotion. I think this is great. I thought that was must. Again, I judge things off. I'm not watching this game, but I see it on social media. I see it happening, and I immediately tune in. That's exactly what I did with this.
Yeah, it was the exact line for me, too. I just don't know. Like, even between, like, the Yankees and the Red Sox are supposed to hate each other. I feel like you don't even get that many moments like this. And it's obviously, like, a benches clearing is always the dumb thing in sports because they all go up there and they go no-to-nose and nothing ever happens. It might have been old baseball. They all just go out there and basically exchange pleasantries. But this is the type of thing, like, rebrew the rivalry, go through. Sure, if you throw at a player and you hit him dead in the middle of the back, I'm for it. I don't know that Tatis got hit on purpose, but obviously I don't think you want to throw at a guy's hands. That's probably not the way to do it.
I also think Tatis is a bit of a B. And I say that he's one of my favorite players to watch because he's got a lot of emotion and he plays with his heart. And also, like, some mild steroids, if you believe the suspension previously. But, yeah, he was acting. That shouldn't have necessitated a benches clearing brawl.
I like that you throw out the if you believe it. I'm pretty sure everybody believes it at this point.
Yeah, it's called CYA. It's cover your own ass there. I mean, just saying, he was suspended for it. Not that I believe it or don't believe it. He did that stuff.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. But you know what? He grew from it. Both literally with the steroids, but also after the suspension. It's a twofer. You get a life lesson and a little extra home runs. Yeah.
That's good for you. I'm glad you drew that conclusion.
Well, it's the only conclusion I could draw. Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB insider. We'll ask him about your Cleveland Guardians and where do they go from here? They did get the series win over the Giants, but it finished with an L. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.